This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, May 9th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. A bill on spraying by drone. High-speed rail dollars stay put. USDA doubles methane funding. And Biden holds firm on debt strategy. Applying pesticides by drone could get easier. The Assembly has been advancing a measure to modernize the training process for drone applicators. AB 1016 would authorize the Department of Pesticide Regulation to establish a training program for unmanned aerial systems. The bill, sponsored by the California Farm Bureau, has gained broad bipartisan support from two committees. According to Assemblymember Reggie Jones-Sawyer, drone applicators must train alongside fixed-wing pilots to get a license, with just 12 drone licenses issued to date. His bill would allow federally licensed drone pilots to take the DPR credentialing program. The Los Angeles Democrat reasoned that allowing for more drones would protect workers from potential exposure and save pesticide, water, and fuel costs and impacts. San Diego farmer Al Staley has purchased a $20,000 drone and gathered two of the three federal licenses. But the most difficult hurdle, he said, is the outdated apprenticeship and journeyman process for obtaining a license in California. Staley testified that drones would replace backpack sprayers, but not other aerial applicators, since drones fill in where planes and helicopters are impractical or costly. Dems reject bill to redirect rail money to water. An Assembly committee has voted down a bill to redirect $5 billion in high-speed rail funding to water infrastructure projects. This money would be far better spent on flood protection and water storage projects, argued GOP Assemblymember Vince Fong of Bakersfield during a recent committee hearing. Fong said that Congress is debating a debt ceiling and how to find spending cuts and not on bailing out one rail project. If not water, then invest the funds in mass transit or rural roads, he pleaded. Yet construction unions disagreed, arguing the train project has already added more than 10,000 jobs. Democratic lawmakers call it a waste of money to give up on high-speed rail this late in the game. The Farm Bill. Where are we now? AgriPulse is hosting a webinar on Monday, May 15th, on the status of the next Farm Bill. Join John Newton, chief economist for the Senate Ag Committee's minority staff, and Jacqueline Snyder, a former top Democratic staffer, on the panel. The discussion will cover a wide variety of issues, including the latest farm program cost projections from the Congressional Budget Office. AgriPulse executive editor Phil Brasher will moderate the discussion. USDA doubles funding for global methane research sprint. USDA announced a doubling of its funding commitment in support of global efforts to reduce methane emission from livestock. The money will go to the Global Methane Hub, which is launching an enteric methane research and development accelerator to coordinate and consolidate research. The effort is one of 51 innovation sprints announced by the Agriculture Innovation Mission for Climate, the AIM4C, which is holding its summit in Washington, D.C. And the number of those sprints has grown from 30 last fall, and the funding has grown from $1.3 billion to $3.1 billion. The sprints are financed by non-government entities. Also in methane news, the International Fund for Agricultural Development said it's starting an initiative to help developing countries lower methane emissions from agricultural and small-scale farming. The IFAD program will receive $3 million in support from the Global Methane Hub and $1 million in support from the U.S. State Department. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West next.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. learn more, and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Debrick West. White House, Biden not budging on debt strategy. President Joe Biden meets with congressional leaders today amid the looming crisis over the federal debt ceiling. The president sticking to his position that the debt ceiling and federal spending are separate issues that cannot be linked. He will tell congressional leaders that they must act quickly to avoid default without conditions and discuss a separate process on budget and appropriations. That's the word of White House economist Joel Gamble speaking with AgriPulse. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has the backing of Senate Republicans in arguing there can't be an increase in the debt ceiling unless Democrats agree to cuts in spending. The House passed Limit, Save, Grow Act would slash domestic spending programs and eliminate many of the climate-related incentives in the Inflation Reduction Act, that in exchange for increasing the debt limit. MAGA House Republicans are threatening to default, essentially, which would wreak havoc on working people, seniors, and the middle class, and could also cost millions of jobs while increasing the cost of borrowing, said Gamble. The view from the GOP? Well, House Budget Committee Chairman Jody Arrington of Texas says the GOP strategy of pairing a debt limit increase with spending disciplines isn't unprecedented. The two are not mutually exclusive, he told CNBC yesterday. Well, here's today's, he tweeted it. This is the benefit of U.S. ag policy. That's California Rice Commission CEO Tim Johnson noting that the U.S. food inflation rate is well below that of many European countries. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, May 9th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.